2 weeks away from the midterms, and a big one. Professor Kimball, you're out there right now in the Golden State, California. It's evidenced by your less than stellar Wi-Fi connection. Major player in the Kavanaugh hearing, Senator Dianne Feinstein. What does the latest Emerson E. poll convey regarding the top of the ticket?
So, Larry, we were really interested to see if there would be any fallout from that Kavanaugh hearing, as Feinstein was kind of the linchpin with that letter. And we asked the question, do you think she should be reelected? Do you think it's time for somebody else? 38% or so thought she should be reelected. 50% thought it should go for somebody else. We also asked if they thought it would make a difference if the letter was made out earlier or if it would have made no difference. And there, the voters kind of give her a break, and only 30% or so thought it would make a difference. A majority, over 55%, thought they would make no difference. And then we see this all play out in the numbers, and where she's still holding a very strong lead of double digits against Kevin DeLeon, another Democrat, because remember, California's got those open primaries. So she's got a double-digit lead, but the problem is she's around 39%. Incumbents want to be over 40%, and the reason why we have such a high number of undecided voters, and that's around the high 30s, is because Republicans don't know who to vote for. And depending on how they break, you could potentially see a major upset in this Senate race.
Well, today's poll on the podcast is brought to you by the Great Courses Plus. Spencer, you're a college professor. Tell them about this incredible product.
Well, you know, there's so much out there that we want to learn about that fascinate us and that we try to get information on. And that's why we love watching and listening to the lectures on the Great Courses Plus. We learn from award-winning experts, professors, about topics that interest us. And recently, we've been enjoying their course on big data, how data analytics is transforming the world. And when we take a look at some of the information in the big data course, we look about how polls are used, how samples are created and data is collected. And that's the type of information that we can use to use big data in predicting election results. And that this is the perfect course for our listeners to get started with.
I totally agree.
They can choose from any other course. I mean, there's literally thousands of courses out there. And with the Great Courses Plus, you get that unlimited access to stream their entire library on your phone, on your computer. We can watch and listen to lectures on topics of history, science, statistics. I mean, there is such a slew of courses for them to see. So it's really something to enjoy anytime, anywhere with the Great Courses Plus app as an added bonus to having the Great Courses Plus as well. So as you know, you're going to love this package, the Great Courses Plus. And for a limited time, they're offering our listeners a very special offer, a full free month of unlimited access to their lectures. That's right, a full free month. So you go in there, you can look at everything that you want, but you must go to our special URL.
I'm going to steal the thunder from you, Professor. Sign up for your free month at thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling. Before we get back to California, I've got to relay. One of our listeners reached out to me, hearing me on a prior podcast talk about Patrick Allitt's Victorian England lectures. He had signed up with thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling. He reaches out to me, and he refers me over to Hayden Belenoid's History of British India, and Professor Belenoid teaches at the U.S. Naval Academy, lecturer on the Great Courses Plus. You know, I'd always said to myself, I've got to learn Asian history. I have to learn the East. It just matters so much now. India, China, these are major players today in global affairs. And what a resource, and an enjoyable, stress-free resource I find the Great Courses Plus to be. So one more time, thegreatcoursesplus.com/polling. Support Emerson Polling by signing up for this great product using that /polling URL. Spence, you're out there right now in California. They got the new e-poll out today. It's on the website, and we're here. What's going on in the governor's race?
That's a traditional race between Gavin Newsom and John Cox. And Newsom is going to win that race if the election was held today by, you know, 15 to 20 points. He'll most likely do better than Feinstein will do against Kevin DeLeon, because that's a more traditional race where Cox is a Republican. Republicans kind of know who to vote for there. As I mentioned earlier, Kevin DeLeon is a Democrat. And so those Republicans, a very large number of them, are undecided, and they may just blank the ballot. But if they do vote, that's something that could alter who wins that Senate race. We don't have that same issue in the governor's race. There's a slew of great congressional races in California. Unfortunately, we weren't able to look at all of them individually, but just generally speaking, the Democrats seem to have the momentum on the generic ballot test by about 25 points.
Wow.
Trump's approval rating is, you know, underwater. And then there's two interesting ballot initiatives. There's a lot of ballot initiatives, but two of the more interesting ones that we looked at. One was a repeal of the gas tax, and that looks like it's going to happen. There looks like about a 20-point advantage for the proponents who want to repeal the gas tax and require any future increased taxes to be brought to the people as opposed to the House of Representatives in California. And then a second question that we looked at, and one that's more split, is regarding rent control. And that one looks like it'll be a toss-up come election night with requiring limits on what rent can be. And that's basically what we had a chance to look at this week in California, really looking at that Feinstein, Kevin De Leon race to see if there might be a crack. And we do see a crack, but we do also see Feinstein still ahead.
Full data on the website, emerson.edu/polling. Also, looking ahead, big week next week. Not one, not two, not three, LeBron James. A lot of polls. How many? We don't even know yet. Announcements coming on Twitter, @EmersonPolling. Give that a follow. First release on the podcast. Subscribe to Emerson College Polling Weekly, wherever you get your podcasts, or find us on www.clnsmedia.com.